Turn in your Bibles this morning to the book of James, chapter 1, verse 22. Book of James 1, verse 22. As we begin a new year, I have a kind of routine and a spiritual exercise that I like to go through, not only as an individual, but as a church. I don't know if you guys exercise or not. I started exercising again about a year and a half ago, and a few months ago, I hurt myself. I don't know what I did, either playing soccer with the kids or running or exercising. I'm not sure, but I hurt myself, and I haven't been able to exercise for a couple of months now because it just kind of hurt too bad to do that. I started some physical therapy a week ago, and I'm already starting to feel great. And if you've ever been through physical therapy, and like you used to be able to like do stuff, and then you can't, and then they work you through physical therapy, and it's like you got to start with this little thing, and it feels so silly. It's like the tiniest little movement, and you're like, I feel like this is like something a baby should do, but like you know, you like have to like start small and then like work your way up to get healthy again. And then we get back into like exercise routines and things like that and disciplines and ways that we organize our lives so that we can grow, so that we can get stronger and stay healthy. Well, our spiritual lives are similar. There are times when we're just like grooving in routine, but we have to be disciplined and stay in connection with the Lord and stay in connection with people so that we can stay healthy. There are times where we like maybe aren't doing so well, and we've got to kind of work our way back into it. And it's maybe hard to go full force, but we work our way back into it slowly. And so I don't know where you are today, but we are going to do a little bit of spiritual exercise together. And as I began reading this morning in Acts 2 at the beginning of our service, like church to me is much more than coming and singing some songs and hearing some guy talk. And that's often what we do. The word of the Lord is powerful and it transforms our lives. And very often, most Sundays, I'll preach and it'll be 30, 40 minutes or whatever it is. And we want God to speak to us through his word. But other times we need to understand that church is a community of people and we need to be knit together in such a way that we are growing and representing God here on the earth. And in order to grow together and be knit together, we have to spend time in communion with one another. We have to spend time in fellowship with one another. Like we said in Acts 2, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. Like these are all elements that have to be active in our church life together. And we're going to do a little bit of that today with these questions. But before we do, I want to read a scripture. It comes from the book of James. And in my personal devotions over the last month or two, I've just been reading the book of James over and over again. I really like this book because there's just a lot of practical stuff and a lot of like, he's like really to the point about some struggles and some failures that we have and how we need to live differently and think differently. And there are so many things that are helpful. And the one that stands out to me today is James 1:22. And so it says this, if you'll read it with me. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. So this piece of wisdom from James, that he wants us to be doers of the word. He says, don't merely listen to it, because if you do, you're deceiving yourselves. And, you know, that's interesting to me because we live in an age where we are constantly bombarded with information. Like I got that phone in my pocket, I'm usually listening to something, whether it's a YouTube video or a podcast or something like that. There are all these things that we have access to where we can learn about just about anything, you know? And I'll be going through life and I don't know what it was like I mean, I remember before the internet because I was a kid, but, you know, like, when you had something break, you had to go to somebody who knew something about that thing and ask them to show you how to fix it. Now it's just like, YouTube, how do I fix this pipe that's leaking? You know, like, we have all that stuff at our fingertips. And I don't know about you, but sometimes I listen to a lot of things, and I'm interested in a lot of things, and it's a lot of, like, good stuff to learn about life and the way the world works and all that kind of stuff. But sometimes I just listen to those things, and then I go about and I don't make any changes in my life that would benefit me. And all that time I kind of spend listening is just wasted because I didn't actually implement anything that I learned from what I was listening to. Well, I don't want it to be like that when it comes to the Word of God. When we read the Word of God, we want to be transformed by it. We want to be changed. We want to see, by the power of the Spirit, change happening in our lives so that we better reflect the glory of God, that we better reflect the goodness of God. So he says, don't merely listen to the words, but do what it says. Yeah, as I said, I've been reading through James, and I want to confess to you this morning that, you know, I had a pretty big failure in one of these areas in my life recently. One of the biggest things that impresses me about James is he keeps coming back to, like, the way that we use our words and the way that we speak, and a section in chapter 3 about taming the tongue, right? He talks about not judging people, not praising God, and then in the next breath, cursing men and those types of things, right? And so I've been in a situation watching some things with my kids and other areas of life, and noticed some things that, like, in my heart, like, that's not fair, that's unjust, that's not right. And it's just kind of like stirring inside of me, and I've been getting frustrated and angry and those types of things. Well, I was in a situation recently where someone asked my opinion about that circumstance that was happening. And immediately, I thought, tame your tongue and don't say anything. Just the Spirit reminded me of that. And you know what I did? Well, if I just say a little bit, I didn't say anything that was not nice. I didn't say anything that was unkind or unfair. I spoke the truth. But I disobeyed and I gave my opinion. And again, if I gave that, I wasn't being rude or unkind or anything, but the Spirit told me, tame your tongue and don't say anything, and the conversation ended up not being productive. And so, like, I was really grieved by this. I was like, God, I'm so, like, I disobeyed, I've been reading this, I've been trying to do better about this, like, I don't know how far that conversation's going to go, it really wasn't productive, shouldn't have happened, what do I do about it? And you read on a little later, and it talks about a wisdom that comes from God and making peace and all those things and confessing your sins to one another. And I'm like, okay, so I don't just want to be a hearer of the word. I want to be a doer of the word. So now I have to go to the person that I was speaking about and say, I don't know whether you heard this or not, but I opened my mouth when I should have. I didn't say anything not nice. I didn't say anything rude, but I just should have kept quiet. So I was like, God, I really don't want to do that. You with me? Like, do you feel that sometimes? Like, because then I got to go, I don't know whether this person heard or didn't hear, but if they did hear, I got to say something. God, I hope they didn't hear, but then I could just hide. But no, I need to make it right. I need to do the right thing, whether it's hard or not. And so, it had been, like, really just repenting before the Lord because I knew I'd spoken when he told me to be quiet. And also, like, okay, God, give me the opportunity and give me favor with the person that I can go and share and say, hey, I was asked my opinion, I gave it, and I really shouldn't have. And as hard as that was, and as much as I wanted to avoid it, I tried to be faithful, and I did that this past week. And God's grace and forgiveness and kindness and mercy is just overflowing in our lives when we do things like that. But I share that story not to, like, say, hey, I'm doing a great job. Like, I don't. But there are, like, in reality, I want to be a doer of the word and not a hearer, and it's easy to hear and not do. And I want to encourage you today that whatever is going on in your life where it's hard to do, do that hard thing, but be obedient to the Lord, and that there will be blessing there is what this says. It says, anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror, goes away and forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently at the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. And so Jesus gives this illustration of looking in the mirror, and I guarantee you, most of you looked in the mirror before you left the house today, and if you saw something out of place, you fixed it, right? You didn't walk away and forget what was there. And the reality is that there is time to look in the mirror. Like, as part of our spiritual discipline, those spiritual practices that we do, we want to read the Word of God, and then we want to look at ourselves and let it reflect on us and say, is there anything in my life that is not lining up? Is there anything out of place that I need to get straight or fix or repent from or whatever? Like, there is a time to stop and consider and contemplate what is happening in our lives, to be open to the Lord's direction and guidance or correction or whatever it may be, and then to go out and make the changes necessary. So what we're going to do this morning is that little bit of spiritual exercise of reflection. We're going to spend some time in prayer before the Lord, and I'm going to give you some questions this morning that you can consider as you spend time with the Lord, thinking over what's happening in your life and where the Lord might want to take you, all right? So if you pull your sheet out, I'll explain these questions, and then we're going to spend some time in prayer, asking God to speak to us, and then after that, we're going to spend some time in communion and fellowship with one another, talking about some of these things, all right? So an opportunity for reflection then. First question, how have I experienced connection with God during the past year? So we're going to be thinking about, like, how has God shown me his love? What are the things that God has been doing in my life? How has he spoken to me? Where is he leading me? What is he teaching me? All right? The second question is, what am I doing that is helping me to connect with God? This could be all kinds of things, right? It could be prayer, could be reading your Bible, could be spending time in silence before the Lord, could be practicing the Sabbath. It could be something like singing his praises and worshiping him. It could be serving someone else, spending time working on behalf of someone to show them God's love. It could simply be being with people. We all need spiritual friends who will help us process what's going on in our lives, who will help us to consider what God is saying to us, who will help us evaluate what God is doing. It could be any of those things. What am I doing right now that is helping me connect with God? Third question, is there something that the Holy Spirit is leading me to add, change, or remove so that I might draw closer to God right now in my life? The answer to that could be yes, there might be something I need to change. The answer to that could be no. You might be in a place where things are going well and it would not be good to add something. We live in this society where it's like more and more, and like more is better, and more is not always better. There are times when we just need to like just stay where we are and be still before the Lord and allow him to speak to us in that. So the answer could be yes, there could be something to change. There could be nothing to change. The other thing I would say in regard to this question is we remember that transformation is a process and it takes time. I don't want you to think of these things as like a New Year's resolution. You know, most people are like, I'm starting a new year, I'm going to make this change, and it fizzles out in a couple weeks. That's not what we're going for here. Transformation, this deep work that God wants to do in me, takes time, and it's not an all or nothing thing. So if you start something new and you fail a little bit, don't be like, well, I got to just give it up altogether because I didn't do it all perfectly, but just try a little bit at a time. It's like that physical therapy thing that I said at the beginning, right? If I'm injured, I can't go out and lift as much weight as I used to. I've got to start small and build up. So don't get into all or nothing thinking here, but is there something that God is wanting me to change? Another question you might consider is, with whom is God calling me to share his love and grace? Who are the people? Not just in general, but who are the specific people? Name them. Who is in my sphere of influence that I have connections with that God wants me to bless or serve or love? A fifth question to consider, what part is God calling me to play in his restoration of the world? There's this grand story that is playing out, how God is redeeming the world. and he's calling us to partner with him and invite people into relationship with him. Is there something that God is leading me to do? And the sixth question, where do I need God's grace, provision, and strength in my life? Where do I just need God's power? What do I need God to do? What does God want to do? What are my prayer requests? What are my desires or pains that I need God to heal? That would be what that question is about. Now, I'm going to give you some time to pray here in just a minute. And it's not going to be time to answer all six of those questions. You could spend 2 seconds on those questions. You could spend 2 hours on one of those questions. You know, it's not going to be enough time to answer all those questions. But I want you to pick maybe one or two or whatever, however you're led. And I want you to think through those things, and I want you to pray through those things. And I want you to spend time with you and the Lord asking God, what is it that you're wanting to do in my life? What is it that you're wanting to share with me this morning? What is it that you want to speak to me? And I want you to jot down a few notes about an answer to one or two or maybe three at the most of those questions. I'm going to give you some time of silence. And if you're not comfortable, if this has not been a normal practice for you, the time of silence is maybe going to feel like an eternity. If you're used to having just a time of like quiet, it might feel like it's too short and not enough time. I know when I started incorporating silence into my life, like 1 minute of silence felt like forever. Now, 5 to 10 minutes of silence feels like it goes by just like that because there's just so much noise and the silence is nice. And we often don't have silence in a church service like this, so it's kind of awkward, but it's a good spiritual practice as we try to seek the Lord and listen to his voice. So I'm going to give you some silence for a period of time. I'm not going to tell you how much, just it will be reasonable. And we'll try to strike a balance somewhere. And then after that, we'll come back together and move on to the next step. So let's pray. God, I want to thank you that you are God who wants to speak to us, that you call us to be doers of the word. And so Lord, we don't want to just talk about spiritual disciplines or spiritual practices, but we want to implement them in our lives to allow you the space to speak to us and to change us from the inside out. So God, as we enter into a time of prayer and we consider a few of these questions, God, I pray that you would lead us and that you would speak. In Jesus' name, amen.